Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on GPB. Hi, I'm Joshua Stewart. Mom and Dad always told you, choose your friends wisely. And apparently, they were right. A new book looks at the influence our friends have on our careers from the teen years all the way to today. Here's author Carlin Flora recently on the Marketplace Morning Report.
If your friends sort of have high career standards for themselves, you'll sort of rise to that level. You'll adapt to the norm of that group, and you will end up achieving more yourself.
Our own career expert is here to talk more about this idea. Brandon Smith is a workplace consultant and career coach. Welcome back.
Great to be back.
I can see the influence your friends might have, but how much do you think this really matters?
I think it matters more than we know. Our friends, they mirror and shape who we are. So when I say they mirror, when you look at your friends, in a way, you're looking at yourself because they reflect who you are. And it's a back and forth because they shape you, they push you. Their thoughts and beliefs influence your thoughts and beliefs. They're going to influence you in these three big categories, your friends do. They influence your beliefs about how the world works, whether you think people are good, people are bad, the world's fair, the world's not fair, you have to protect yourself or you're enough. They reinforce your beliefs about what's possible in life. Oh, no, 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 you just have to settle. Take this safe job. Settling is good.
The smart thing to do.
Smart thing to do. Yeah. Our friends reinforce those beliefs. Or
don't,
no.
Don't do that.
The world
That's
is a giant
ridiculous.
White canvas.
Yeah.
You can paint whatever you want. The third thing they do is our beliefs about success. Every single person listening right now has a different definition of what success means. And your friends likely share that same definition.
This sort of seems like a self-fulfilling prophecy here because you're going to pick your friends because you get along, you have similar views or similar ways of thinking or looking at the world.
Yes. So the goal is you have to sit back and go for deeper self-awareness and say, what are my friends saying? What are their views on life? And is that limiting me in any way or is that encouraging me in any way?
Right. So here's the question, though. Are they your friends because you all share that same view, or do you all share that same view because you're friends?
So you're picking the people that reinforce your current beliefs. The question you have to ask yourself is, are those the beliefs that you want? A common belief people hold is, I'm not enough. I can't get more. And so then they choose friends that say, yeah, you're right. I'm not enough either. We can't get more. We just got to kind of do this. Well, you can see why they choose that friend. It makes them feel more comfortable in the fact they've settled. But is that really good for them? Is that really healthy? I have seen people choose friends because it's comfortable and it limits what they're capable of. It limits them on what's possible. And I wouldn't want that for anyone listening right now.
So what do I do with all this then?
Step one, assess your current beliefs. What are your views about how the world works? What's possible? And what does success look like? Step two, assess your current slate of friends. Are they reinforcing those beliefs in a positive way or anything in that equation holding me back? If the answer is it's holding me back, step three, go find some good friends. Try out some friends with different views and see if they shift how you view yourself and how you view life.
You're listening to our friend and career guy, Brandon Smith. He's a career coach and workplace consultant, as well as a professor at Emory University. Have a good weekend.
I'm looking forward to it.
Brandon also blogs at gpb.org/radio. If there's something you're wondering about at work or a topic you want us to talk about, visit the blog and send us a note.